Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, the podcast that rewatches, reviews, and responds to every movie, show, one-shot, and special presentation in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I'm Al Rodriguez.
And I'm Tony Camarena.
And before we get into this week's episode, we want to ask you to follow us on some form of social media. We are on Twitter, Instagram, I think TikTok, probably one or two others. I didn't write down Threads. The same list Tony has. Threads, yeah. We are at MCU_rewind at some of them. We will make a direct link one of these days. I promise. But if you want to follow us, I think it's easier if you just give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Leave the rating, 5-star, or, you know, whatever you think we deserve, but, you know, 5 or higher. And also, when you're giving a review, we'll read whatever it is you say on air within reason. And if you want us to do it in some kind of accent, just let us know there, too. Whenever you get a chance, let us know what kind of stuff you want us to do in future Skrull episodes, because we're doing those. I know it feels like we don't, because we do, like, a whole season of a show, but trust us, we do those. All right, with all that stuff out of the way, today we are continuing our rewind of Season 2 of Iron Fist with Episode 6, The Dragon Dies at Dawn, which originally premiered with every other episode of the season on September 7th of 2018.
And as usual, here's our rundown of the episode. Jor reveals that the ritual was carried out by three tattoo artists called the Crane Sisters. Hoping they can reverse the process, Colleen and Misty, aka the Daughters of the Dragon, go to find them, leaving Ward to watch over Danny, presumably with pain medication nearby. He also has to watch over Joy and Walker. Walker agrees to take Danny back to where the ritual took place and confront Davos, leaving Ward with Joy to discuss their relationship. Joy refuses to forgive Ward and leaves him. After explaining that they are accessories to a crime, Misty gets the Crane Sisters to agree to reversing the ritual. So Walker reveals to Danny that she actually plans to kill Davos before running away and living on a cabin up in the plains. This would allow her to avoid any triggers and bring Mary to the surface. Danny convinces her to take Davos hostage instead, and when he refuses to return from his killing spree across New York City, Davos is subdued. He manages to break Danny's leg before falling unconscious. Walker calls an ambulance for Rand, but Davos is left behind when Mary is triggered and runs away after hearing that Walker plans to keep her trapped on a farm upstate, presumably. Actually, it's in Arizona, but still.
Up a state.
All right, moving on to our fast facts.
On your left.
Uh-huh, on my left. Got it.
Stop! Damn it! Jesus, you are fast.
Stay away.
Look, I don't want to hurt you.
You didn't see that coming?
This title, The Dragon Dies at Dawn, presumably is because this fight that broke Danny's leg and knocked out Davos did happen at dawn, because it was dark when they got in and it was sunlight when they came out. So it was around dawn time.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Also, it's the title of Iron Fist number 9 back in November 1975. Usually I don't write the artists, but this was written by Chris Claremont and John Byrne, the longtime writers and artists of the X-Men series after this. But the tagline on Comic Vine was, Iron Fist must fight his way through the gang of Tiger Goons, and then he must face Shaka, crime lord of New York. It's kung fu action in the mighty Marvel manner. So, yeah. I don't know what happens
cool.
to that.
Yep.
They have to fight.
Guess right. so.
And my other Easter egg is about the Crane Sisters. Unfortunately, I couldn't find any nerd cred amongst the three actresses. But they are based off of the Crane daughters in the comics. Amuro Iron Fist number 1 back in 2014. The Daughters of the Crane are the Daughters of the Crane Mother, a.k.a. Madame Gao, who we know from Daredevil and Defenders. And in the comics, which we have not seen yet, though I hope we will, they can merge to form a giant crane to fight people. So I'm hoping we see that before the end of the season.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then they're in the comic, they're going after Orson Randall, the previous Iron Fist, who had killed Madame Gao in the comics. So they want revenge on him. So yeah, a little different, but still hoping for that crane thing.
Yeah, we'll be on the lookout for that.
Yep. All right, let's move on to our heroes.
It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you're a superhero.
Didn't? Mm-mm. Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
I saw you. You're a hero. Like, a for real superhero, which is, I'm not like a groupy stalker type. But...
It's too late for heroes.
Hero's your word, not mine.
Where do you want to start?
I guess we'll start with Danny.
Okay. So yeah, they didn't plan to kill Danny, so he thinks Davos is redeemable.
Yeah, I guess. All right. Davos did some pretty bad stuff. Also, he's killed a bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm. Like we said last week, like a lot of heroes do. Mm-hmm. Everyone except for Daredevil, Spider-Man. Are they the only... Well, Iron Fist, apparently.
Yeah, I guess Iron Fist... Hulk has definitely killed someone.
Yeah. He's torn people apart, I'm sure.
Oh, all right. Okay, all right. All right. Thinking only of heroes that have come out by the time this show has, so none of the newer ones.
I mean, I don't think Luke's killed anybody, right?
You're right. He has... Yeah, I guess he is not.
I guess the Defenders are some of the least violent ones, not counting Punisher, who's barely Defender.
Yeah, that's true. Jessica Jones has only killed the one guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, going through the Avengers... I mean, Hawkeye. Hawkeye was an assassin. Black Widow was an assassin. I mean,
yeah, they've killed a lot.
Yeah, I mean, if your weapon's a bow and arrow, you don't go for the wounds as often.
Yeah, exactly. Well, also we saw him. I mean, technically that wasn't him, but we saw him kill a handful of people in the Avengers, right, when he was under mind control.
Yeah. And then this is after Iron Fist, but he also doomed two guys to a tiny life that got taken away by Owl or something like that in the Hawkeye show. They shrunk him.
Oh, that's right.
And those guys probably died. And I would say that's his fault.
All right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so Davos, I mean, maybe Davos needs to be in this hero section. Davos did nothing wrong. Hashtag Davos had some good points.
All right. I disagree, but
okay.
Let's keep watching. Let's see. Right, right. You know, we're still in the fog of war. Let's let everything settle and then we'll make a decision. How's that sound?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So he leaves with Walker because Ward is as terrible at stopping people from leaving. Isn't that his entire job right here?
Yeah, that is it. They told him to stay there just so he can make sure Danny doesn't leave.
Yeah. And Danny. Well, not just Danny. And Walker and Joy. At this point, he's 66% failed. And by the end, he's 100% failed.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Let's see. Davo, like... Do we have anything for in between, like him leaving and Davos coming up?
No, I've got nothing for him. Yeah.
So Davos comes in with the plan of Walker subduing him and not killing him.
Yeah. So that did stay the plan because I remember at some point Danny and Walker were like. Kind of, I don't know if arguing is the right word, but the plan was she would, you know, stab him with whatever to subdue him, And then Danny was like, well, why don't you give me the stuff so I can, mm-hmm. I can do it. Then they had a whole conversation, getting to know each other, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess they did not change the plan because she is the one who stabbed him with the stuff.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah. If Walker kills, Davos, is that just the end of the Iron Fist? Because you can't get back to Kunlun, presumably.
I guess.
Do you need to go to Talo and hug that dragon? Does that work? Can it be any dragon?
I assume that dragon gives the Iron Fist power. Granted, again, I don't know how the story works in the comics. MCU side, I'm assuming it's just this one dragon
in
Kunlun. Yeah.
Okay.
Shala. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Like, we only know of two living dragons. Xiao Lao, presuming he's still alive after the destruction of Kunlun, and the Great Protector. I'm waiting for Kitty Pryde and what's her dragon called? What's her...
Kitty Pryde, the mutant?
Yeah, she has a little dragon. What? Also,
oh, yeah, that's right.
If you've seen New Mutants, they gave that dragon the magic.
Okay.
In the one of the only good scenes in New Mutants, that's the when she used the powers to make the dragon comes to life. I loved it.
Oh, okay. I only got a third of the way through that movie. Oh, I'll get around to finishing it.
No, like 80% of that movie is terrible, but there's like two good scenes.
Yeah. No, I remember you. I remember you mentioning that, and those scenes were like at the end. So
yes,
like, I'll think about it. Yeah.
Lockheed. Oh yeah, I was close. I was thinking Lockjaw, but I knew that was the bulldog from Inhumans.
Yeah,
Lockheed. Can't wait till that little dragon comes out, and then you get to hug him, and everyone gets the Iron Fist because I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
At a minimum, we'll learn if that is how it works. Or not.
That's true because that little dragon is getting hugged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. So Davos. Has bring peace and stability to his new empire. Oh, wait, no. Wrong person. He thinks of this as the righteous cause, and he's a paragon of virtue after, quote-unquote, ending the Triad War.
Which, I mean, he hasn't done yet, right? No.
Little does he know that Mrs. Yang's angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So here's why I keep thinking Davos is the true and better Iron Fist.
Okay.
He can glow two fists.
All right, so we're talking about Davos now?
We're talking about the fight versus...
Oh, okay. All right, just making sure. Yeah, no, yes, so last week you brought it up, or you brought up that you think there's a reason for that. And yeah, I knew exactly what you were going to say. Yeah, this. I agree. He immediately was like, what? Oh, I guess I'll use my other hand. Whoa, hey, cool. I can make that one glow also. Or he just always knew.
Or maybe he's ambidextrous.
Yeah, maybe. So, I guess here's one question that I have about, like, Kunlun and telling people about the Iron Fist and stuff, right? Like, do they just not know anything about being the Iron Fist? Like, are they just told it's a title? You have a fist that glows, you control it with your chi, and that's it?
Oh, okay.
Because...
So in the comics, the Iron Fist has been passed around to 66 different Iron Fists at the time of Degas Danny.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we have a body of an Iron Fist that was presumably not in Kunlun. Do all the Iron Fists just leave?
That's a good point, because there's that body. There is separately the one we saw in a video in the first season, right? That I forget his name, but the guy that was the hand, he had it. Maybe they all end up venturing out at some point, but you're right, because maybe they do all end up just leaving. And when they got to Danny, they're like, we have to tell him he can't leave. He has to stay there and protect the one gateway. Otherwise, mm-hmm. the hand will come through. And then he left anyway. So.
Maybe. Yeah. Were Davos and Danny the only warriors they trained? It's like, yeah, it's great to have a guy who has a power of the Iron Fist, but also it's great to have some people backing him up.
That's a good point. Yeah, like we don't know how big of a society they are, right? Like, are they like 100 people, 20? We don't know.
Yeah. But they don't seem too prepared for the hand because they all got wiped out, presumably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I honestly don't think they got wiped out, even though that's what they show us. I think mm-hmm. in season three, we would have found out that the past Iron Fists came together and, you know, put them in a bubble dimension. I think I used this joke before.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. All got in the crisis.
And then they're brought back.
Yeah.
And then Davos destroys it again.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually did say this because we mentioned that we did the Master is played by Davos.
All right. That's how we know we're funny, Tony. We keep saying the same jokes.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So they fight briefly, then Walker attacks him and ties up one of his arms, and then he shows his superpower of having two Iron Fists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And knocks him out and breaks Danny's leg. We're going to see how quickly Danny can heal next week.
Yeah, because a broken leg, like, that's not like a stab wound. No. You're not walking on that leg.
Yeah. I mean,
a stab wound, you're also not doing anything, but Danny's doing it anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like every Netflix show, uh-huh. I remember the early episodes, and I remember the last moment. This is what I remember about Luke Cage. I remember that you can't break me, you can't burn me, you can't beat me, and I remember him becoming King of Harlem. I know what's going to happen the very last, like, two or three scenes in Iron Fist Season 2.
Uh-huh. Same.
I don't know how long this takes place. Is the rest of the show a Daughters of the Dragon show, and they just call it Iron Fist? I'm not going to be mad. I'll be quite happy.
I don't remember. Okay. I, too, would be happy about that. We'll see. There are a couple of scenes that I do remember, which make me think... Maybe.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. One of the scenes in particular, definitely, that I remember being.
Mm. Yeah.
Do we have anything else for Danny before we go back to the Daughters of the Dragon?
No, the real heroes. No, yeah, I've got nothing.
All right. They're going to find Davos, or they're finding the Crane sisters, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we get some good insight to cop nutrition from Misty, saying you need mm-hmm. something with protein, something that will last you longer. No donuts or sugary mm-hmm. crash, because that will potentially kill them when the sugar crash comes.
Yeah, no, I mean it's just good nutrition in general. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
More protein. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they have this conversation where Colleen or Misty kind of returns the favor that we saw her do to Colleen in. We're calling Gabe. In the Luke Cage, Colleen kind of got Misty out of her funk after she lost her arm, especially with the help of a bar fight. Meanwhile, here, Colleen is like questioning her judgment and stuff, and Misty saying like she's the type of partner she'd want, someone who questions herself and doesn't think she's right all the time. Mm-hmm. And kind of gets her out of her funk to go back and full-heartedly fight crime. Because she's fighting crime anyway, but she's like half into it.
Yeah, she's doing it because she's dating a guy who does it completely, mm-hmm. like 100%, almost 100% of the time. And she's just falling into those situations.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So now she's like, well, I guess I might as well do it all the time. All right.
Yeah. Sure, and fine, she, whatever. You know, she forgot about her job or her mission, not her job, her mission, which was to find out about the comb.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the writers forgot about that.
Yeah.
So they find the Crane sisters. I keep on calling it Crane mother. Crane sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And Colleen and Misty, but mostly Colleen, surprisingly bad liars when they say they want their tattoo.
Yeah. True. Like, Misty, I'm more surprised because, like, Misty's good at, like, these kinds of situations. Like, usually we'll see her,
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know, silver tongue, I think is the right, is the common phrase, right? Like, she can talk.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, she just bad judgment in that moment, yeah.
Yeah, Colleen reminded me of Nebula. Where Nebula just doesn't know how to lie. Colleen apparently doesn't know how to lie.
Yeah, I guess not. She never had to.
Yeah. Yep. But don't worry. The Crane sisters are very bad at keeping secrets because one of them just turns around and is like, we shouldn't have done it. Nope. Like, yep. Kind of admitted to it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We get a cool fight scene, especially with some music that I'll probably put in the end credits of our podcast. I really enjoyed, like, this is might be the most fun I've had watching a fight scene. This and the kitchen scene that Colleen was in like episode 2 or 3. These are my favorite fight scenes. This should just be a Daughters of the Dragon show. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, maybe this was a practice run. They were trying to make that. Yeah,
I think that's exactly what this is between last week's episode and this week's episode. It's just like, come on, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, or I mean, people didn't love Finn Jones's Iron Fist. Maybe it's trying to be like, put him out of commission. First, take his fist away, then break his leg. Next time. I don't know what else you could do to him, but he just won't be in the show for the rest of the season.
Yeah, they don't want to kill the character just in case they, you know, need him for some reason. But it's nice to, it's nice to keep him around, right?
Yeah,
yeah, just yeah.
I mean, he's probably under contract as the star of the show. You need to have him in every episode at least a little bit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So they convince the Crane sisters that they need to reverse the ritual. And one of the Crane sisters goes, you're going to need that bowl. Don't they need Iron Fist skin also?
I guess. Yeah. No, they'll just take it off of Davos.
I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know about the tattoo also, because like Danny already has the tattoo. Maybe they don't actually need them.
Well, the serpent was on Davos's back. Yeah. Danny has a tattoo on his chest. Maybe he's going to get a back tattoo as well.
Oh, okay. And if it doesn't work, he'll have to get more tattoos.
Yeah.
Like something above on like his lower back, his thigh piece. Some things on his face. Okay. Mm-hmm. He'll just keep doing it until he gets the Iron Fist power.
Or they'll just tattoo his hands yellow.
Oh, okay. See, or that. That
you
works.
Got it. You got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Anything else for our heroes?
No. No, I've got nothing else.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll jump back to it.
Welcome to Baskin Robbins. Would you like to try our mango fruit blast?
And Jerry's named a flavor after me, so?
Stark Raving Hazelnuts.
Not bad.
For your consideration, the Jerry.
Tony, I have two of them, and I'm planning to get a Power Rangers one someday. How many do you have?
Three.
You have three tattoos? That's not the number I was thinking. When I get my next tattoo, I'll call our friends at Crane Sisters Tattoo Parlor, a subsidiary of RAND for some reason. The Crane Sisters Tattoo Parlor are just the best. They use state-of-the-art technology, tattoo guns that shoot ink, not bullets, and they wear gloves. Or, if you're up for it, you can get it done as a whole ceremony. Incense, witches, glowing bowls, the works. And due to a recent contract they signed, they can now give you Mickey Mouse tattoos. Ooh. So that's fun. Finally, for legal reasons, I have to read this message from the RAND lawyers at Crane Sisters Tattoo Parlor. Hamsters no longer work there for sanitary reasons. Use promo code MCU Rewind to get one free spelling change on an existing tattoo.
I mean, I don't even know why we'd go there if the hamsters have been fired.
The free spelling
change. Also, the Crane Sisters, obviously not witches. These are like, they can fight, but they do not know what magical stuff they were doing.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not saying they're witches. I'm okay. Saying that if you want the ceremony, they'll bring in witches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
They're just like on staff.
Yeah.
Around.
All right. Moved on to our villains.
I ask you, to what end? Dread it, run from it, destiny arrives all the same.
Anytime, boys. Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra!
Kill Luke Cage. Kill Jessica Jones. And the devil of Hell's Kitchen, whoever he is.
His name is Matthew. And my name is Electra Nachos. You work for me now.
I'm looking... Nope, no witches.
Alright. So Davos, I guess?
Sure.
Just killing people.
Yeah, Chen Wu, killing people off a list.
Yeah, he's just killing people. That's it. Like, he's... Alright. Yeah.
Apparently it's disgraceful to kill for sustenance. But it's not disgraceful to kill for peace?
Yeah, so... Okay, I understand the rationale there. Mm-hmm. In his mind, maybe this is like a cultural thing also. He grew up like, hey, these are bad people. They do bad things. They deserve death. Like, mm-hmm. Okay, feels like a quick escalation. But I guess you could also say that some number of... You know, these gang people have killed people. So, okay, all right, sure. Right, you know, okay. That's your thinking. I understand it. Mm-hmm. Not saying I agree. But again, last week, as soon as he killed a couple of people, he didn't know anything about them. He just killed three people. And then he asked that guy, where are more of them so I can go kill them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Davos isn't even, he probably isn't even asking. You said the guy's name, the guy who has the list.
Chen Wu.
All right. He's probably not even asking Chen Wu, like, what these other people did. He's just killing them.
Well, in fact, they talk about that when they roll up in the chop shop in a few scenes. And they're just like, something to the effect. What I wrote down is, like, he doesn't care what they do as long as it's harming the city. So it's like, Chen kind of describes, like, what they're doing there. It's like, they strip cars at the chop shop, but they also sell Oxycontin, right? Talking the opium epidemic, and he's Davos says he doesn't care. He just knows that they're contributing to, like, he said this is like the putrefaction of the city or something like that, something over the top. But it's like he doesn't care about the root cause. He just wants to kill the people doing it. So it's like he's not going after Mrs. Yang, and he's not going after the corruption in the city. He's going after the people who are committing the crimes and have to do this to survive.
Yeah, exactly. Like. If he really were a true hero, what he would do is he would put fear powder in the water supply and then make it spray out to everyone so they fight and kill each other. And then the city would fall, but it's okay because it would come back in a better state than it was before. Mm-hmm. Right? Like that feels like something Davos's style of hero would do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That, or, you know, bust down the walls that's protecting New York from the ocean, and then attacking everybody inside the arena that they have to be saved in. And then, you know, it will make the people come together and rebuild Gotham. I mean, New York, stronger than ever before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is a reference to. Gotham. That was the,
the Riddler slam.
That's right. At the end. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
I got to rewatch that one. When it got to the end, it was long and it was good, but I just,
yeah,
that last like half hour, I just can't remember anything.
I mean, I'm not going into Batman. I really like that one.
it was good. I need to rewatch it. Yeah.
Talking about another movie reference. Davos has interests in like the youths on bikes following him, like BB and Rhino, and presumably the rest have names. So I'm wondering, there are two possibilities in what his plans are with these guys. Is he going to kill them, or is he going to recruit them and train them to be ninjas like Shredder in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, and, you know, have Sam Rockwell be there as a teenager talking about video games, and then they murder everybody. Same universe.
Yeah, maybe.
Remember, Ninja Turtles are a spinoff of Daredevil.
That is true. Yeah, they are.
So Shredder has done that.
Oh, man. Okay. anyway. Yeah, that was my assumption. That this is like he's going to want to train them, make his Iron Fist army.
The Shredder
the fingers army. Or the foot, if the foot is the enemy of the hand. Yeah.
It's true. This is the origin of the Foot Clan.
Yeah, this might be it.
Hey, they have not said in the new Ninja Turtles movie, Mutant Mayhem, they have not cast the voice of Shredder, who, spoiler, shows up at the end or post-credit scene of that movie. I only saw it once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it could be Sacha Dhawan. It could be Davos as Shredder.
That would be pretty funny. But yeah, it could be him, yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, that's possible. But going back to Davos is just willy-nilly killing everyone he sees. I forgot his name already. Chen Wu? Is that what you said?
Chen Wu, yeah, Chen.
Chen Wu, okay, cool. Sorry, I almost said Wen Wu, but I was like, nope, that's not, that's Shang-Chi's dad.
Yeah.
So Chen Wu. So Davos comes up to him and he's like, hey, you see those kids? And he's like, yeah, you want me to add them to the list? Like, people just saw him and Chen Wu was like, all right, you killed all these other people. You want to add some 14-year-olds too? Okay.
No, Chen Wu is like, he is legitimately the worst. He's just like, all right, yeah, and kill anyone as long as it's not me. Which, not as considered a spoiler because I don't remember what happens to Chen Wu. He's probably going to get killed by Davos.
Yeah, probably, or die in some accident or something. Like, what he should do, and we have not seen next week's episode yet, or rewatched it yet. In this episode, like, he leaves at night, and he's going to come back the next day. Like, no, you grab all your stuff, and you leave town. You never go back to New York.
Yeah, absolutely. You gave him your name, though.
Yeah, well, you also change your name. You change everything you can.
That's
you
true.
Pay everything. You pay in cash everywhere. Yeah, he was like a number
different
two
color eye patch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was like a number two or number three in a decent sized gang. I'm sure he has some cash, some amount.
Yeah.
At a minimum, his boss is dead. He probably knows how to get to some of that cash.
That's true. So,
he can go grab some of that real quick.
That's true. All right. Anything else for Davos?
No, that's it. He's had a one-track mind this episode, and he shows up at the end, but we already talked about that fight where he's knocked unconscious. Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing I have for Walker, because she was mostly with Danny, we talked to her a little bit, was it's just like, she explains her DID to Danny and how the triggers. It was just like, my note was like, why the hell would you tell anyone that? But then it's like, to build empathy. It was very tactical and smart. Which surprised the hell out of me that Danny saw through that.
Yes. Yeah. I had the exact same thought process. Yeah. I even wrote that down in my notes. Like, what? And then later, like, oh, never mind. That was a plan. yeah, it is actually kind of smart that Danny saw through that. I'm wondering if he saw that in a movie and he was like, oh, wait, that's what's going on now.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Danny's, at least season one Danny, is the most naive character in the MCU.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The other note I had for Walker mm-hmm. is that she offers to take Danny to Davos for that paycheck, right? She wants $500,000, and she's not going to take anyone else. Why not? Why no one else?
Wait, she's taking... Repeat that. I'm sorry. I was not understanding your question.
So she, after getting out of the handcuffs, Walker goes up to Danny. She's like, hey, I know where Davos is. I can take you to him. I want $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
I will take you and no one else to go see Davos.
I will tell you why.
Okay, all right.
She knows Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Who she does not... I don't think she likes Joy particularly well. She'll work for her. But she's like, get out of my way, let me do my thing. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She has a dossier on Ward and knows what a cluster F his brain is. She does not. Yeah. Danny's gonna be enough of a liability. You don't need anyone else on this.
That is true. Yeah.
Yes.
And then you have the other two. You've got Colleen and Misty.
Yeah.
And
who interrogated her?
That's true. Misty's not gonna go along with it in that regard. Mm-hmm. Colleen might, but.
But she's smart enough. She holds Danny back from these stupid decisions.
That's true. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Walker's like, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I think we were going to say the same thing. Yeah. Walker's like, yeah, if we're going to go, the only way I can get you there is literally if you're the only person who goes. Mm-hmm. So, okay. All right.
Do we want to talk about Joy now or talk about Joy and Ward and Guy in the Chair?
Well, I think we're done with villains, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move Guy in the Chair and talk about Joy.
Guy in the Chair.
I think that's what I want to do. Is help people. With abilities.
No, 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 no. Not those three wombats. No way.
All right, Joy and Ward, after Ward fails, babysitting Walker and Danny, he's there left with Joy.
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He finds out how the most pressing question on his mind was how did Joy find out about N.A.? It's because Walker followed him around for a bit.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. You know how I was saying earlier that what was I saying was the most believable part of this episode? I remember saying something is the most believable part.
Oh, I already forgot. I don't know.
Me too. Well, so yeah, either way.
20 minutes ago.
Either way. The most unbelievable part of this whole episode is that Ward would be playing solitaire with actual cards instead of being on his phone at this moment.
I'm trying to remember how old he would be. And so I'm thinking at this point in time, he's late 30s.
Yeah, so...
That's old enough that if you had cards, then when you were a kid, you played with physical cards. I think it's just one of those, like, when he was young, he did it. So now he's like... Mm. So now he prefers it, right? Like, you got a lot of people who are like, to this day, you know, I prefer reading on physical books. Versus a Kindle, and kids these days, I have no idea.
I mean, Kindles are terrible.
Yeah, I'm not giving a kid a Kindle. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into kids breaking technology.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, right, I guess that makes a certain amount of sense. Yeah. I just feel like, well, he's not, does he even run the day-to-day business at Rand anymore? Because like he and Joy were like in it in season one,
yeah. And that's now a good he's point. Just mm-hmm. Probably not. Because I feel like he's trying to make a bigger mental health play. You know, he's going to NA and he definitely is working. He's probably in charge of stuff, but he's maybe he's on the board, but not day-to-day job stuff. So he's still keeping up with what the business is doing and guiding to make decisions. Like that could be something, right? So he still stays really high up there in terms of status.
It's true.
He's not at the C-suite level, which is like a 24/7 job. So
yeah. Also, he's probably way less motivated now that his father's not going to beat him for failing.
Yeah, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He made his millions doing that for like 10 years. He's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. So Joy comes out and they discuss why she turned into a villain, because Danny ruined their life. She definitely takes the Rachel Dawes approach to life. It's like, it's not what you feel inside. It's what you do. It makes you who you are. And Danny messed up their life. Rachel Dawes is Batman's girlfriend in the Dark Knight trilogy.
I mean, I remembered that. I just...
Okay.
I'm glad you mentioned that to our listeners.
Yes.
Yes.
The blank look on your face, Al, did not give it away at all.
No, I actually did remember her. Okay. It was just the quote. I was like, I don't remember that quote at all.
Oh, that's okay, when Batman begins. Yeah. They say it like a few times.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, that's how he reveals that he's Bruce Wayne.
I was going to say, like, that's right. He gives her that speech at some point.
Yeah, she gave it to him, and yeah. But that's all I was thinking about when she was saying is it's like, yeah, I don't care about what she says in the awards. Like, doesn't matter what you were thinking about. You didn't do it. You didn't pull me out of the situation, or you didn't tell me about our dad being alive and abusive and stuff like that. And then Ward completely fails by letting the third person he's supposed to watch leave.
Yeah, yeah. Just taking a step back.
Okay.
To that conversation between Ward and Joy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I agree with Ward. He was kind of told that if he tells Joy, like, she'll probably die. Because the hand is controlling their dad. And so if the hand doesn't trust her, then they'll kill her. So
yeah.
I think Ward should have said that part. Should have been a little more clear on that.
I feel like, I think they're both right. I think they're, like, yeah, it does matter what you do. I actually agree with her and Rachel Dawes and Batman. But there is more nuance to why he did or didn't do it. He's just a very bad communicator. In fact, we didn't say this last episode, he can't even say he loves Danny.
Well, no one can. I don't even think Colleen has said it.
That's true. I mean, no, only one person has said it, which was his mother.
Well, yeah, his mom. Of course, she's going to say it.
And there will be no repercussions because she was about to die. I think that might have been the first time. Oh, that's real mean. Danny's not a bad guy. He's just a sucky hero.
Yes. Yeah. We don't hate him. We just think he's bad at his job.
Yeah. Which... is true. That's why he just got replaced by the newer, better, murderer Iron Fist.
That part's true, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, okay. Anything else for Ward?
No, yeah, I've got nothing else for that, for him.
How about 12% of the plan?
All right, I also have nothing for 12% of plan. How about you?
No.
Alrighty. Alright, Tony, well, how are we going to rate this episode now that we're all done with it?
I know my value. Anyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
Earth just lost your best defender. So we're here to fight.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Strongest Avenger.
Access denied.
Damn you, Stark.
Banner.
Welcome, Strongest Avenger.
Oh, what?
Al? How many cop snacks are we going to rate this episode?
Oh, okay. Ooh. Let's see. So, first of all, I need a number. And I'm going to go with... Yeah, this was pretty good. Overall, I enjoyed it. I'm teetering 3.5 or 4. I'm going to round up to 4. I'm rounding up to 4. I enjoyed it. You know, it was good. We had a range of different stuff that happened, different characters. Like you said, a lot of Daughters of the Dragon stuff going on. That was great. I enjoyed it. It pushed the story forward, et cetera, et cetera. Now, as far as cop snacks go, you got to start with donuts, right? Donuts reign supreme. Donut holes, which are a separate thing.
Yeah.
You gotta have some kind of trail mix, I assume. And definitely, I know not exactly a snack, but still something you're gonna have with all this stuff. Some kind of soda, sugary drink kind of thing.
So, Al, you definitely went, 3 out of 4 of those, you went against Misty Knight's advice for snacks, which is, like, no sugary snacks.
Yes.
So I'm going to go, I'm also giving it 4 for pretty much the same reasons. I really enjoyed this episode. I'm really enjoying this Daughters of the Dragon show we had 2 episodes of so far. So I'm going to give it, obviously, habanero beef jerky, because that's what you get. I actually don't know if that's what she wanted, but I know she wanted habanero. I'm going to go with peanuts. Let's see. Something that gives you a lot of protein, stuff like that. Convenience store hot dog. That's probably the best. Mm-hmm. It's definitely, even if it doesn't help you run, it gives you runs, so you will go faster.
That's true. Yeah, okay.
And finally, I know I said beef jerky already, but I'm going to go with a Slim Jim. Different type of turkey. More processed.
All right. Cool. Well, we both gave it 4 out of 4. All right, everyone. This has been the Rewind for episode 6. Join us next week. We'll keep rewinding. Season 2 of Iron Fist will be on episode 7, Morning of the Mindstorm. And in the meantime, please follow us on some form of social media and give us a 5-star or higher review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Anyway, this is the Marvel Cinematic Rewind, signing off.
Have a marvelous day.